That is Dairamir Gonzalez, man. Welcome back to Philadelphia.
Thank you, Michael. So happy to be here, to be back in here in Philly.
That was amazing. We're streaming live right here at WRTI 90.1 once again, and what a great way to do it on a Friday afternoon. Dairamir Gonzalez is here with his trio, ahead of a performance tonight at Exuberance. And I was introduced to your band there last year, and I was blown away immediately. I'm gonna plug right now and say, you know, this incredible CD. That was one of the selections from that.
Yeah, this is the second song of the album, The Grand Concourse, Moving Forward, Moving Forward.
And that selection definitely does that. You're originally from Cuba?
Si, señor, from Havana, Cuba.
And you're actually a small town outside of Havana?
Havana is called Cerro. It's a very humble hometown there in Havana. And it's a place where, you know, you really have to find your way to, you know, to survive every day. But, you know, it's one of those places where I think that if you have at least two, in my case, I have three of the most important elements that made me the man that I'm today. One, it was my family values. You know, have my mom and my dad, that they had really a very good idea to keep me grounded, you know, to keep me as a man with values. The second thing, it was my, you know, my inspiration for music. I was always very musical. I really wanted to be seen in somehow. So I found the music, the piano, the composition, like a nice channel to, you know, to express all of that hyperness that I used to be. I always be, you know, like that. And the second and the third thing is that I had also a system, you know, that support family like mine, that we were very low income and was able to provide the best education for a little kid all the way to college. You know, I graduated from college writing for music orchestra, for a string quartet. So having that system that support me, you know, that also was one of the main elements that, you know, made me who I am.
All right. We're going to hear another piece in a second.
See.
And then we'll come back and chat some more.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about your migration to the United States and Berkeley and things like that.
Si,
but why don't you introduce the band?
Yes. So I have here two of the most in-demand musicians in New York, very young and talented individuals that I'm so happy to have them in my band. On drums, así desde la ciudad de Argentina, estamos en Argentina, no es de Buenos Aires, he's not from Buenos Aires, but it's Argentina. Living in New York, Juan Chiavaza on drums. Sí, señor. From Connecticut, living in New York. All the way from Connecticut. Sí, señor. On bass, el maestro Dean Torre on bass. Sí, sí, sí.
So as you can tell, we have a small audience with us today, and it's great to have that energy. I know you demanded to have an audience with you today. So, you know, we reached out and got some folks to come down, and we thank you guys for being here today as well. What's the next selection we're going to hear?
It's called Smiling. Smiling. That's a way for me to portray it in this album, The Grand Concourse, that we are going to talk about it. It's a way to start the album with that song, Smiling, in a short way to compress all the sound that we had, a string quartet in the album, vocals, guitar, all of that. It was going to be in that first selection, Smiling, lively for you guys.
All right, so, you know, now's the time to alert your friends and family that there's this wonderful performance going on at WRTI 90.1 right now. Folks can tune in around the world at www.wrti.org and check out this wonderful maestro, the great Dairamir Gonzalez, and Smiling right here.
Thank you.
Smiling.
Like your brightest smile.
The oh-so-appropriately titled Smiling. You know, two things. I don't think you've stopped smiling and stopped playing, only to eat. You know, we had some incredible shrimp and salmon and teriyaki.
Right,
but other than that, you're smiling or playing, man. It just seems like music is definitely part of your DNA. It's obviously part of your life, but there's a passion. Where does that come from? Does it come from the family, you know, back in Cuba? Where does that desire to play, that passion to entertain?
The passion is because when I was a kid, you know, I had a home accident that changed my life in many ways. You know, I went through a lot of, you know, low self-esteem and wanted to be accepted with my friends and stuff. So somehow, you know, I had to manage to, you know, to find something to ground it, to, you know, because I was completely like a, you know, I don't know if I'm the right person to be hanging with you. And then I found that through music and through composition, actually, I learned one day that I was able to do this. And then remember, and then do this. So right there, the art of improvising, when you remember, it becomes a composition. So I learned that by me being able to compose and organize ideas, it made me autonomous. That I wasn't able to depend on someone else to call me. You know, so I can now call somebody else to be part of my band. So that gave me more confidence even to walk around. So I was just like probably 11, 12 years old when I started composing. So that passion of, as I said, to be seen, but also to find a way through composition and music, that made me more confident in that sense.
Smiling. you know, you have an incredible band. I'm gonna talk to them for just a second.
Por favor.
You know, Dean, loving the bass work.
Thank you.
All right. And, you know, if you can, maybe just talk a little bit about this environment working with Di Ramiro and what that's like and what that means for you.
This gig for me, really, to call it a gig seems a little bit derivative even. You know, just being able to be around these musicians for me means it's representative to me of a certain standard of excellence that I try to bring to everything I do, but as I'm sure you're able to hear, this music isn't exactly the most simple in certain places. And so I found it to be a very grounding project to be involved with. Just to always have something that I know I can go back and, you know, get it a little further in the heart or the head. And then the added benefit after you get it is to be able to come in and make it with such accommodating people. And, you know, it's really just an honor to be here. Every time.
Thank you, sir. You know, I'm going to run all the way over to Argentina.
all the way in Buenos Aires, though.
and speak to Juan for a second. You know, kind of the same question. I mean, it just seems like the energy is wonderful. You enjoy playing the music, but maybe you can give a little perspective on what it's like to be part of this trio.
Well, first of all, I shared everything that Dean just said. You know, it's an experience that definitely makes you a better musician just by practicing the tunes for next rehearsal. You know, you gotta put the hours. It's some beautiful music. It's constructed in, you know, it has different parts, as you just heard. The music has different sections. It's almost like it's jazz, it's Afro-Cuban, but it's almost like I would say it's a classical piece. You know, those are like classical pieces, you know. So, being able to be in a group where you can just like work all that stuff. And also us being jazz musicians, a lot of time you are in situations where you have to improvise or you don't have that much rehearsal. So I always appreciate a lot being in a band that you can work out the music like a real band, you know, and like know all the arrangements by memory and really take it really seriously. And You know, that's what I like a lot about this group. And also the human factor. These guys are great. We have a lot of fun. Daramir Din, at least he smiles, you know. He's like, you messed up, but he's smiling, you know. No. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. All right, so we have time for one more tune. So what are we going to end with?
We are going to end with actually it's the number 3. Wow, we play 1, 2, and 3 of the album. I want to say that, you know, first of all, before we close this, that this album is very, you know, have been very nice to me because we worked very hard for 2 years to work this album. And I really wanted to have in the Grand Concourse, you know, I used to live in the Bronx in New York. So the Grand Concourse, it was the place where I create most of these songs between Berkeley and Bronx. And I really wanted to express a Daramir Gonzalez more mature, but also not only a piano player. I used to compose most of these pieces, as you see, in the piano, and then bring it to the band. But this song that you heard, Smiling, also has a string quartet in the album. A string quartet with a lot of colors, with guitar, with horns. So it's like a nice color thing that I always heard say that if you are a pianist, but you also hear in your head other colors musical wise, why not put it in the album? You know, why just making a trio album only if you also hear, you know, a flute, put it there, you know. And then when you play live, find out if you can bring too many people on tour. You know.
So if folks want to follow you, if they want to stay up with what's going down with Daramir Gonzalez, what would be the best ways for them to do that?
See, the good thing is that my name is so weird that as long as you learn it, you will find me easy in Google. Daramir, Daramir Gonzalez. YouTube, Spotify, you know, Apple Music, you know, nowadays you have to be present, otherwise you disappear. But we are going to end up with a song that is called Sencillez, Simplicity, and this song is actually a tribute to the classical sound of Cuba of 19th century, okay? So we are going to pay tribute to cha-cha-cha, cha-chide, cha-cha-cha, cha-cha-cha, to finish with the pure traditional Cuba with some New Yorker harmonies, okay?
All right.
Stay there.
All right, so show them the CD one more time.
See.
The Grand Concourse. Is there a website?
Yeah, DaramirGonzalez.com.
Okay, definitely. And I want to thank the audience for coming out and supporting today. Thank you. Thank the rest of the band as well. Great to have you here. And that title is one that I can't say.
Sencillez.
See? Every time I play it on the air, I just say it's track number 3.
If you want to dance to it, you're welcome, because I'm going to dance also at some point, okay?
All right, so again, thanks everybody out there, again, for tuning in to WRTI 90.1, tuning in at www.wrti.org. We appreciate everybody in the control room. There's about 500 people in there, Paul and Ryan and Miles and I think Tyler's around there somewhere. To everybody that's helping out today, and thank you to you once again. And we're going to close out once again with the great Daramir Gonzalez. Again, he's at Exuberance tonight. I'm not sure if there's any tickets left, but, you know, if there's a way, you may know somebody. And thanks to Matt Yapel for that wonderful series. That's a great venue, and again, it's where I met you for the first time. All right, close things out.
Thank you.